bet when you left home today, headed for this place, you never expected to hear a diptych. Did you? No? I didn't know what a diptych was either until I was reading some of the commentaries, and one of the most reliable commentaries explains what it is. It's what our gospel reading is today. It's comparison between two different types of people and two opposite types of people. In the first part of the gospel, we heard about the scribe, or scribes. Some of the scribes, it said in several places, not all of them, like to wear long robes, like to say long prayers, love to be greeted in the marketplaces and have high places in the banquets. They loved to feel self-important. And they were also self-serving, because they were the ones, the scribes were the ones who knew the law, and they knew the law of Moses, which was what the people followed. And so they were honored because they knew the law. Some of them let that honor go to their heads, and they were the ones who tried to take advantage of some of the poor widows, because scribes were often called to serve and help the widows with their estates. And if they got chosen, then they would get a percent of the estate. So some of them did everything they could to make themselves look important and feel important and to serve themselves. By severe contrast, in the gospel, we have the widow who didn't make a big deal out of what she gave to the people. She put everything she had into the treasury. Many people came who had a lot of money, and they gave from their excess, but she put everything she had into the treasury. Instead of being self-serving and self-important, she gave of herself completely and totally, much in the same way that we heard about Jesus in the second reading today. He gave himself completely and totally. He gave all of his blood. He gave his life to save us and sacrifice to save us. Of course, we heard about two widows today. The first reading also talked about a poor widow. In the first reading as well, this poor widow gave of herself. She gave her last bit of flour and oil for the love of God, when the man of God told her that if she did so, she would have enough flour and oil to eat for a whole year. And so it happened. In a sort of a modern day comparison to these two widows, I read a story about a certain church where the people were giving to, out like we have out in the adult gathering space, giving to various charities. And this story was talking about approximately, I guess, a year and a half ago, when we were in the very early stages of the pandemic, and people brought things to give to the charities that were out in their gathering spaces. And it speculated as to whether or not people would give from their want, which is what the two widows did. And it named specifically one of the things that was hardest to find and hardest to come by at that time, about 18 months ago. Toilet paper, hand sanitizer, cleaning supplies. Did people actually bring those things to give to the poor? Or did they instead bring soup from the back shelf that they didn't really like, that their family didn't really like? It's something to think about. So giving of ourselves completely trusting in God completely. That's pretty much what the gospel is about and what the scriptures are about. But I've noticed when you look at things a few times, and I have over the years, these scriptures, sometimes you pick out a different meaning. And I've noticed another meaning that I believe is important, very important. And I think it forms a sort of a basis for trusting completely in God, a foundation for trusting completely in God. It's a more subtle but also important message. It said in the gospel, talking about Jesus, he sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. He sat down and watched. And he's, in more than one account, I read that they had these big trumpet-like containers that you would, and they were metal, and the people would throw their money in them in the temples, throw their temple tax money in them. And for all the people who were wealthy, they had, in those days, they had big heavy metal coins, and they'd make a lot of noise. So they'd come and very proudly throw their heavy metal coins in. But this widow, who had two small coins, because she was poor, and they were very small and didn't make much noise, and she dropped them in. Jesus saw this. He saw those wealthy people who were very proud to put in all that money. He saw the widow put in those little coins that probably nobody heard going in there, or very few people, but he knew. He knew what she was giving and where it was from and how much it was. She was giving of her want. She was giving what she needed to live on, and he knew it. Jesus sees. He sees what's going on in our lives. He sees when we're being pretentious or self-important. He sees the times that we're having family problems and they're really bothering us. He sees those times that we get a bad diagnosis when we had a medical test and we don't know what to do. We're afraid. Jesus sees this. He knows about it. He understands it. Jesus sees when we're having trouble at our place of work and we're trying to work it out so that we'll either have a good stable job there or we'll find a better one. He sees those times when we've lost a friend or lost a loved one and we feel confused and lost ourselves. Jesus sees. That's the message of Jesus sitting down opposite the treasury and watching the people put money in. Jesus sees. Today's message is about trust in God, beautifully modeled by the two widows. Complete and total trust in God. And that trust comes to us when we know and understand in our mind in our hearts that Jesus sees our needs. Jesus sees when we hurt.